You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
What's up, family? This is Speak again, days away from the biggest sporting spectacle in America, and we got to get right to all the pressure mounting. For the first time in Las Vegas, the players have finally spoken. What Fred Warner, star linebacker for the Niners, had to say, you have to hear. Take a listen.
I remember guys on the sideline in that fourth quarter, real happy and excited about possibly becoming Super Bowl champions, and things flipped on a dime on us pretty quick, you know, scoring 21 unanswered in about 6 minutes. So that scar remains with me to this day.
To this day, that scar remains. Well, here's what I want you all to see. Look at the ages of the Niners players the last time they played in the Super Bowl. Bosa, 22. Greenlaw, 22. Fred, 23. Debo, 24. Kittle, 26. Juszczyk, 28. But now you cut to how they have grown and how they have matured. 26, 26, 27, 28, 30, 32. It's time for the Niners to get they get back. In my mind, all of the pressure is on the Niners because these all pros that are seated behind me, well, standing behind me, they lost the first time around, 2019, in that Super Bowl. They had a 10-point lead. That lead had slipped away. Now it's time for them to handle business. Heading to the desk, LaShawn, Shady, McCoy, you were at that game.
I was there. I was there.
You were there. Got a little jewelry from it. Far end, that's James Jones, Super Bowl champion.
Is that a jogger?
Oh, you see it? Jumper? Oh,
oh, yeah.
Oh,
Super Bowl week. I'm waiting on Shady.
We got Super Bowl rings on the set, okay, Bailey.
You can't get that in the gum and shit. You can't get that there. Hey, that's a real one.
We got Super Bowl rings on set.
Yeah.
I see
this
it.
This is not this too heavy. I'm going to drop it.
It ain't got no dust on it, though.
Bring it.
They ain't never going to get dusty. We're going to shine them up.
That's nice, man. Heavy. Nice, man. I had three.
This is what is on the line this week. A
world
ring.
World champions.
Man. Diamonds.
Are y'all ready for Emeralds. Usher? Are y'all ready for Usher?
All
for
the things.
Usher going to turn that thing
up. Hey, I'm going to lie, though. Since I've been on this desk, you guys are like my real teammates. If like, I know y'all even more. You ever had like a player you see on TV and then you become his teammate? It's like, I know you more now. Mm-hmm. I know you real well. I know you can dance.
Shady, we are work teammates.
Yo, I know. Usher, come on. You going to just do it. He going to be like, I know he can't dance. Can you dance?
The problem is your setup wasn't a setup.
Yeah. Can you?
We were teammates.
Yeah. Can you dance?
Hey, of course I can dance, Shady.
Two step.
That's it.
Yeah, we should do the polls after this show. Can Ocho dance? Yes or no?
Post it. Well, Shady, can you answer me this? Is all the pressure on the 49ers?
Nah, that's even. Think about this for a second. Like, you got the best team, I think, in football since Lamar Jackson and the Ravens are at home, right? It's the 49ers. Best team the last 2 years. They've been solid. You look at the all-pro list. They got a lot of them on that team. And you go to the other side, right? They don't have as much talent, much superstars. But they do got the best coach in football, Andy Reid. They do got the best quarterback in football, Patrick Mahomes. They do got the Swiftie, Travis Kelce. They do got Chris Jones. So it's even to me. You got all the superstars on one team, and you got a couple of superstars that's this really, 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 really big, big superstar. So I think it's all even to me.
Shady, don't you think, though, because you love boxing, and to me there's no greater boxing.
And I can box.
And you can.
For y'all, want to try me. If I say something about y'all, I can box. Just know that. Sorry.
There's no greater boxing event than a rematch. to me. A rematch is always best. I remember watching Tyson Fury, Deontay Wilder. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I think it was Fury who won the first one, and then I think Wilder may have won the second one. You know better than I. Whenever there's a rematch, it's always best to me because, to me, the person who lost the first time got to get their get back.
True.
There's more pressure to me for the team, for the fighter that lost, than the fighter that's already the champ.
Okay.
The Niners lost the first time. They lost to you. They lost to Mahomes. They lost to Reed. They lost to Kelce. Don't you see there being more pressure because the Niners have been here and they fell short? It's time for them to even a score.
You know what? That is a good point. It's called the get back.
That's it.
I get that. And then I think the Niners are 0-for. Kyle Shanahan is 0-for against Andy Reid.
Mm-hmm. Never beat him.
Yeah.
But
never beat
to say that, I mean, just that's why the Niners are favorite, right? If you look at this, the roster, let's look at the roster for 1 second. That roster's a lot better than the Chiefs roster. Would you agree?
No doubt.
Right? So I got to go with them as the favorite. I got to go with them as the top dog, because I don't believe in Mahomes as underdog. They asked me that other day about an underdog. He said, underdog? Mm-hmm. Me? I don't even look at that. They're underdog against the Eagles, and they beat them. So I think it's a true match. It's an even matchup. You got the greatest of all time type players on one side, and you have a lot of superstars on the other side. So it's going to be a good matchup.
I agree. I think this is completely split.
Yeah.
I can make an argument on either side. I don't think there's a true under. How Patrick Mahomes going to be the underdog?
That doesn't sound wild.
It's silly. So
the last 3 weeks.
And there's definitely
right,
pressure.
Right,
yeah, right. Exactly. And how did that work out for everybody?
You feel me?
And there's a ton of pressure on the Niners for all the reasons that you laid out at the top of the show, and Kyle Shanahan and Brock Purdy's future and his money and the future of that franchise. And then you go to the Chiefs and you've got legacy on the line, conversations of putting yourself unequivocally next to the GOAT. There's pressure on both sides of the ball here. And depending on how this game goes, there's going to be a lot of talk about what happened during the regular season, what different teams need. If the Chiefs don't do well, which, you know, no one's really anticipating, but if they don't, how much more do they need to put around Patrick Mahomes? How do they retool? What kind of skill positions do they get him? If Brock Purdy and Kyle Shanahan don't get it done, is Kyle Shanahan's system really work? Is Brock Purdy really the future? So there's a lot on the line for both teams.
No doubt about it. And when I look at it, if Patrick Mahomes goes out here and plays bad, I ain't even going to say throw picks or whatever, just say he plays bad and his team loses the football game, we're going to be on Patrick Mahomes' head. This team does not win if Patrick Mahomes does not play well. This team can still possibly win if Brock Purdy plays average. So when you talk about pressure, the pressure to me is on the Kansas City Chiefs. I would split it down the middle, but the pressure to me is on Patrick Mahomes and these Kansas City Chiefs, man, because, number one, they've been here before. They are chasing something different than the Niners are chasing. Patty Mahomes and Andy Reid, they chasing greatness. They chasing dynasties. They chasing all that. When you're chasing something like that, to me, just trying to get one done, it's more pressure on the Kansas City Chiefs, I believe, because they have been here multiple times. They are one dude chasing Tom Brady, another coach chasing Bill Belichick. They are chasing something different when you talk about rings-wise. And for me, when you're chasing something like that, the more pressure going to be on you to go out there and perform at a very, very high
y'all
level.
Y'all won in 2010 versus the
Steelers.
Steelers. That would have been the Steelers chasing their third in 11 years.
Yeah.
Did you feel like going into that game, you had more pressure? Did you feel like Aaron Rodgers had more pressure than Big Ben? Like McCarthy had more pressure than Tomlin? Because to some degree, you've been in this situation before.
Yeah.
Rodgers was chasing his first. Ben was chasing maybe his third.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Tomlin was chasing his second.
Yeah.
Did you feel like you had more pressure going into that game or less? Because you've been there before.
Yeah, and that's a really good question, because when you showed that the young ages, when they've been there and now they're going back, I truly believe the time was winning when you was young. We walking into the Super Bowl like, this easy. You know what I'm saying? Like, we young players. We don't even really, like, know the magnitude of this game or really how hard it is to get back here. We had a young roster. We had three dudes on the team that has ever played in the Super Bowl. Charles Woodson and two other free agent dudes that we had on the football team. So we're walking into the football game not really knowing, like, man, we at the Super Bowl. This is the biggest game in the world. So we didn't really feel pressure because a lot of us were young. I promise you, Fred Warner and those guys going up in this thing this very for the second time, being older, knowing how hard it is to get there, they are going to feel that now, right? They probably, when they was in that first game, they probably like, man, we're going to beat Patrick Mahomes. We'll be back here plenty of times. So right now, I think they're really going to be feeling it.
This joy is why I think it's easily the Niners. Because now Fred Warner, Juszczyk, Debo, Kittle, they all know how hard it is to get back.
Yep.
They realized there was a four-year gap between their first Super Bowl appearance, their second Super Bowl appearance. In those 4 years, Shady's won another Super Bowl and been on TV for a couple years. Like, that's how long it's been since they were last in the Super Bowl. If it's another four-year gap, half them cast is probably out the league or on different teams. Fred is probably on his last contract. Debo's probably on a different team. Juszczyk probably out the league. Kittle probably on a, hey, thanks for being here contract. To me, I think the Niners have to understand this is likely it. If you're the Chiefs, you know you go back like magic. I mean, y'all go back. Not easy at all. But like you said, some of those Chiefs players are thinking, as long as we here with Pat, we going back. But if you're Fred, Greenlaw, Bosa, you're like, hey, bruh, we might not get back for another four. So to me, I think it's all on the Niners because they've lived it. They know it's a four-year thing for them. So speak on that. That's, of course, Mahomes has pressure. But if you're the Niners, if it's every 4 years, woo, that's pressure.
No, I mean, there's plenty of pressure on the Niners.
No doubt.
For sure. I think it's very even because depending on how this game goes, we'll have things to say about Pat afterwards. Oh, you let Brock Purdy be in a Super Bowl. It won't be reasonable. No, I'm not saying we're going to be reasonable about it, but it is going to happen. What's on their roster? Was Travis Kelce distracted? Did Taylor Swift cause a problem? Like, there's going to be all these narratives if the Chiefs don't get it done. It's not like this is a pass for the Chiefs. If you want to say there's more on the Niners because it's been harder for them to get back, I understand that. But that's why I'm saying to me it's very, very even. There's narratives on both sides of this game that we will talk about depending on how this game goes. Outside of an absolute shootout to the very end, there's going to be critiques about both of these organizations leaving this game and the expectations that we have for them and the expectations we have for them to get back.
Shady, if Mahomes...
Hold on for a second. So I'm just thinking about, like, both conferences, the AFC and the NFC. Both of these teams achieved the most. So, for example, so you talked about in 2019, the Niners went to the Super Bowl, right? Yep. The next year, they didn't make it. But the year after that, they went to the NFC
Championship game.
Yeah, against the Rams, right?
To the Rams.
Okay, so they back there again.
Yep.
The next year after that.
NFC Championship game. Lucy
back again.
Yeah.
The year after that.
Super Bowl.
So as much as you're saying there's pressure, they always there. The Chiefs, same thing. AFC Championship game. AFC Championship game. Super Bowl. Super Bowl. It's the same thing. So when you talk about their pressure, you're looking at the same person. This one got a couple greats. And the other one got more superstar players. How is that not even?
But the pressure's always on me when you have to perform.
Yeah.
Like, Patrick Mahomes is laying down right now at practice. He has to perform at a high level.
Yeah. But what's interesting is I would say the same is true for both parties. Finally, Pat has a defense. Pat has a defense. I would also suggest the Niners don't really win games if Brock don't show up crucially at some point. Mm-hmm. Remember, against the Ravens, he never really showed up statistically more than on tape. Against the Bengals, against the Vikings, and really against the Browns, obviously weather conditions were atrocious. But still, you missed a 40-yard field goal, should have made it, but that's regardless. He still didn't show up. So in my mind, it's like, Brock can't just go out there and go 14 for 32 and think they're going to win. I think both those QBs.
Yeah.
Now, Pat
or get down 17.
That part. Coming back down 17.
Ain't going to let him do that. The defense is too good for the Chiefs, and Andy Reid ain't let you come back 17 down. What?
Nope.
But for me, it's if Purdy does not play well, this is first Super Bowl, he's a young quarterback, all this stuff. If Patty don't play well, Patty's about to get drugged if he does not play well.
I can't drug Patty. I can never drug
Patty. I understand what you're saying from what he accomplished, but when you're talking about pressure, Brock Purdy can go out there and not play well, and we like, man, this kid is in his second season.
That's true. Right? That is true.
Been to the NFC Championship and been to the Super Bowl. And yes, like we tell you, all these quarterbacks, Josh Allen and all, he ran into Patty. You know, if Patty does not play well and go out there,
but don't you think? Don't you think
it's Patty?
I would say, like, see, I think Pat probably has more of an out if he doesn't play well, because he ain't got no help outside of Kelce. We're gonna say he ain't got no help. Whereas, like, for me, Purdy has to get it done. Your team is the most talented freaking team of the generation.
Yeah, you can't.
How can you lose now?
You can't be better than the Niners. Like, you can't ask for more.
You can't
than the Niners.
If they could double team Kels, try to take him out the game. I'll display that later in the show. And then it's like, hey, bro.
Beat us. Really quick.
Beat us.
If Brock Purdy goes out here and beats Patrick Mahomes, number one, I'm not coming to work because I know you are going to act a fool. So when you are saying certain stuff.
I won't either.
No, he doesn't. If this dude beats Patrick Mahomes, everybody is going to praise this dude. If Mahomes loses, Patrick Mahomes is going to get a lot of criticism. And he has to play out.
Mahomes will or the Chiefs will?
I ain't giving Pat no criticism.
Yeah, I think the Chiefs will.
Mahomes has had a pretty bad game, and he's had so many big games
in the biggest moments that I don't know that we would specifically
We would probably give the Chiefs more slack than we would
Patrick Mahomes. But I hear you though, because if we come in here on Monday and two scenarios, Patrick Mahomes doesn't play well and they lose, or Brock Purdy doesn't play well and they lose. The second one sounds much more familiar. Yeah. So that being said, I see what you're saying about the
bigger story too, Pry.
I ain't coming to work if that the first one.
It was. You won't be at work because no one feels like that's gonna happen.
Shady, answer me this. Mahomes, if he wins this time, he'll have 3 championships in 4 appearances.
Bro.
Tom Brady has 7. He's not halfway there, but he is nearing, trying to get closer. Do you think Pat Mahomes needs 8 rings to be the GOAT? Mm-mm. No.
Nah. Give him 6. We only need 7. Give him 6. You know why? Because we're going to look at the rings, right? That matters. So, look, you got 7, I got 6, right? But we're going to look at these numbers. This is what people don't know. He's not even 30 years old yet. He almost has 30,000 yards passed. I can't even finish it. Bro, he's not even 30. He has almost 30,000 yards passing, right? Mm-hmm. I ain't even adding the touchdowns.
Yeah.
And then, hold up, what about the rushing yards?
Yeah.
So as much as we want to, like, it got to be ring for... No, it don't.
No, it don't.
Because if he plays as long as Tom Brady has, right, and he don't get to 7 rings, he gets to 6, and you look at his number's going to kill Tom's.
Mm-hmm.
That's the truth of it. So, mm-hmm. Come on, man. The way he plays, like, Tom is a traditional quarterback. We've always seen that. 6'5", yeah. Big shoulders, stay in the pocket. I ain't never seen nothing like Patrick Mahomes. I can run and I can throw. I got a small tad bit of Lamar Jackson, and I got a small tad bit of... Tom Brady, all in one, right? I don't know if y'all smoke cigars, but all that in one. Yeah. He's that good. So when you ask me these questions, it's like, yo, I don't need to get 7 rings. Yeah. And every year, they might go to the championship game. Mm. They might go to the Super Bowl. He's going to get better and better and better. And then what about the MVPs? Yeah, this year, right? He had a down year. He didn't get the MVP.
Here.
Cool, but he's here. What about next year when them young boys that dropped the ball all game, all year, the most drops in football? What about when they become older? More vets, more mature, catching the ball. You think he's gonna get another MVP? How many more? It's really scary. I'll give you a quick story. In 2019, right, I had a chance to go to the Chiefs or, like, it was a lot of teams. Me and Buffalo, we couldn't work the numbers out, right? I said, oh, no pay cut for 2-5. Let me go. So, I was on the market for a little bit. Andy Reid called me, you know how that went. Him and Brett Veach, I said, I'm coming. Right? He said, the first thing he told me was, listen, this quarterback we got, I know you've seen his tapes, but, yo, he's nice. He's like that. Cool, bet. I'm a good player. I'm cool with that. The first practice is a fake to me. He rolled to the right, faked me to the left. I had I was like the fourth check down. It was like, mm-hmm. He went over the reads. I was the last guy. Nobody's open. The brother throws the ball. Whoop, not even looking at me. I'm like, oh, hit me up. I'm like, dang. But as the practice went along, I'm like, yo, this dude is so great, but he's not even really polished yet.
Yeah.
He's just talented. Yeah. He's making all these crazy passes. Off the wrong foot, dropping back, not stepping him in the pocket. I'm like, yo, the scary. I remember calling my brother. My brother played in the NFL also. I said, bro, we got this quarterback for the Chiefs. I know what you seen what he did last year. It was great. He's even better than we thought. He don't even know what he's doing. He's just that special. So now you get this dude as a veteran. I don't know if he reached his ceiling yet.
Yeah.
So the whole story is basically playing with him, I learned that, yo, he's so great. He don't even know what he's really doing. He has so much more room for growth.
Oh, yeah.
That's scary. And then you with Andy Reid. That's like, come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on, what are we talking about?
I used to agree with Shady. Like, prepping my notes up until today, I said, Pat doesn't have to get to 8 to pass Tom Brady because everything Shady just eloquently, brilliantly, and masterfully said. But then I said, I'm wrong. And unfortunately, if I'm wrong, that means Shady, you wrong. Mm. The reason is, we've seen these two play head-to-head. When we talk LeBron, Jordan, LeBron, who better, who better, who better, who... We never got to see it.
Yeah.
But we got to see Pat play Tom.
Mm-hmm.
Twice. And Tom was over the hill. The best part about this for me, the best part about this for me and Shady, you'll find this fascinating, is mm-hmm. Pat could be on his way to 5 rings.
Mm-hmm.
And Tom Brady could have retired with 5 rings. Mm-hmm. Had they not played each other. 2018, Tom Brady kept Pat from a ring, beat him in the AFC Championship, went to win the Super Bowl. 2020, Tom Brady kept Pat from a ring, beat him in the Super Bowl. So if Pat wins those 2 times, Pat right now is at 4, going on 5. Tom's at 5. So Pat would have caught Tom by February 10th, 11th of 2024. But because of Tom Brady, Pat's sitting at 2 going to 3. And because of Tom Brady, Tom Brady's already at 7. It's hard for me to say Pat can pass Tom with less than Tom because Tom beat Pat when Tom was past his
prime. Let me ask you this question. So you've noticed, like, everybody's comparing them, right? Who's the GOAT? Is it Tom? Is it Joe? Is it Pat, right? Nobody ever even talks about the game they played. Do they? I don't hear anybody talk about it. You telling me in 3-4 years, if this brother go out there and get 3 more chips, what is he going to be? 5, 6? Mm-hmm.
5, depending on how
they not going to compare him. They're going to talk about the game they lost? Hell no. And my stats is way better than yours. What are we talking about?
If chips, and Joy, you've been in television longer than all of us, if chips are equal, the deciding factor for me always in life is head-to-head. Literally, in the NFL, when 2 teams in the same conference have the same record, what do?
2 teams.
Head-to-head.
2 teams.
Even individuals. When you're talking about track and field seeding,
We talking about football.
I just gave you football. I just gave you teams. And then you
removed teams. Let's go to players, bro. Let's go to players. Hey, so let's go to the stats. Let's go to rings and let's go to the stats next. But ain't that how we do it? How many rings you got? Cool. How many I got?
And if Tom
How many stats do you have? How many stats did I have?
The only reason I don't think we go to stats, and
we
again,
don't go to stats.
If it's exclusively saying football, I feel you. But when you're talking Bron and Jordan, Bron has better stats than Jordan in everything.
Yeah, but he's not better than Michael Jordan.
Really quick, because I can help you guys out with this right here. Is Peyton Manning better than Aaron Rodgers?
Yes.
I mean, not Peyton Manning. Eli Manning better than Aaron Rodgers?
No. Eli Manning.
So that's what I'm saying, because he beat Tom Brady twice in the Super Bowl.
Good point. You understand what
I'm saying? He has one more ring than Aaron Rodgers. But the reason why you're not saying that is because with your 2 eyeballs, you've seen 12 on that football field. You understand what I'm saying? So that's why with me, it don't even got to be 6, really. If Patty gets to 5 Super Bowls, forget the stats, forget all of that. When you look at Tom Brady and you look at Patrick Mahomes and you turn the tape on and you say, Patty got 5 in these MVPs and all these stats. He got 7 MVPs and all these stats. Now turn your eyeballs on.
Hold up. Joy, I can't let that go. Hold up. What you mean? Because
I'm just talking about from a talent standpoint and playing the football game.
You love to throw this talent word around. Like, we were talking about Tom Brady. You had the audacity to even mention Aaron Rodgers, which is crazy. Yeah. Anyway, my point, even bring that up is like, yo, so it looks different. Yeah. It's different talents. You telling me at 40 years old, you one of the top players in the NFL? That's not talent?
I'm not going to go back and forth to you on that because Tom is great. But I'm saying when you turn the tape on and you watch quarterback play, and you say 5 Super Bowls, 7 Super Bowls.
It's close.
It's going to be hard for you to say, give me Tom Brady over Patrick Mahomes.
But y'all can't say and tell me that. Y'all, why do we have accolades and stats in it that don't matter? I've never heard of this. What are we talking about? You got all pros, I got all pros, but you don't. But you nicer than me? How? Yo. You got 50,000 passing yards. I got 40. You got 30. That don't matter? What are we doing for then? That's crazy to me. A running back can't argue with me. He's better than me. You don't got no rushing title. You don't have not one. I can't even talk to you.
But so 5 to me is the number if he doesn't reach 8 because no other quarterback has more than 4. So if he passes the second best at the time, which is Montana, Bradshaw, at 4, then that's something that we have to consider because getting to 8 Super Bowls is insane.
That is crazy.
And getting to and winning 8 Super Bowls is insane. It's insane that Brady has 7. But to me, this will end up becoming, if he doesn't get and 2 and win 8 Super Bowls, and he has the hardware to just say this is the end of the conversation, which is almost impossible to imagine, then this will become a LeBron-Jordan debate, which will become a bit of preference. Mm-hmm. I used to feel adamantly that if anyone said that anyone was better than Michael Jordan, that you're wasting my time and energy.
No question.
I no longer feel that way. If you feel that LeBron James is better than Michael Jordan, I'm not going to tussle with you. That's a very fair argument. I've watched LeBron James' entire career. He is spectacular. He may be the greatest basketball player of all time. To me, it's Michael Jordan, but it's splitting hairs. And if you can't pass someone in something, like LeBron cannot be perfect and win 6 championships, that ship has sailed. Now, if he goes on to win 10 more championships or something like that, then that conversation will be ending. But we don't anticipate that at his age. So if you can get to 5, which Mahomes is talking about this, he's not halfway there. If he can get to 5, which is more than other quarterbacks have won other than Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. And then you have that conversation of talent that we've watched with our eyeballs, the AFC Championship games. He has more stats than Tom Brady. Even though we've watched Tom Brady's entire career as well, and he was spectacular and is the GOAT,
yes, he was.
It will become to me that conversation where, yes, we aren't going to end it with championships because he doesn't have 8 Super Bowl rings, mm-hmm. which organizations, there are 2 organizations that have 6 and they have the most in the league. That's the Steelers and the Patriots. So Tom Brady has more than any organization in the league. So that's 8 wild. Championships is fantasy talk. So if you can't get to that, does the talent and the numbers make it equal? And to me, I think at the end of Mahomes' career, we may be having that conversation.
Here's what's interesting to me, though, sitting at a desk of athletes. The point of athletics is to compete. Mm-hmm. And it's particularly to compete head-to-head. If Jordan and LeBron went up head-to-head, to me, I would never engage in the debate. I would just say, who won? Okay, bet. So, if they played head-to-head, there's no reason for a hypothetical.
But where do you,
the reason you have hypotheticals, in my mind, is because you have to imagine a story that did not exist. If I grew up in the 1900s, if I grew up in Harrisburg, if Shady grew up in man, if I would have committed to Pitt, maybe if I would have went to San Jose State, maybe if James would have went to Texas. Hypotheticals are drawn when you can't look at the reality. But we all saw the reality. Twice. And Tom Brady was way past his prime. Like, way past his
prime. But the reason that we don't yeah. say that Eli Manning was better than Tom Brady, exactly. even though Eli Manning beat him twice in the Super Bowl, is because Eli Manning plays quarterback and Tom Brady plays quarterback. When you say LeBron James versus Michael Jordan, LeBron James and Michael Jordan will do this.
The reason
they
I disagree...
do this up and down the court. It's a different sport. We frame it like this so that we can market these games. We talk about the quarterbacks in that way because that's what sells tickets. That's what sells narratives. Tom Brady did not play against Patrick Mahomes. Tom Brady played against the Kansas City defense.
I don't think we say that Eli's better than Tom, even though Eli beat him. It's because we know that Eli's not in the same class as him. If they were in the same class, then I do believe we would go to head-to-head in the same manner that when 2 teams have the same record,
he's right.
We know Eli's not in the same class. Yeah. So that's why I don't even ever compare them.
We definitely do head-to-head. So I'm not going to act like we don't do that. So you are right to a sense. But my question to you is like, okay, so so the 2 times you're talking about in the playoffs, so what, Patty's first year starting?
2018 is first year starting.
Then so we take his first year starting, yep. and then you take in
his MVP year.
His MVP year, what year that was?
2020,
his...
I believe. I believe he won MVP in that year.
His first year starting, he still got MVP too, though, I think. Yeah, he did.
And we taking, then we taking what? Am I taking 2 MVP years?
But what I'm saying is like, this is first year starting though, bro.
But if you're
matters, though,
no doubt about it.
So with Tom is seasoned, he knows everything that's going on. I played with Tom Brady at 40 years old. I can only imagine what he was like at 28.
But here's what I'm saying.
29.
But Shady.
The way he was thinking, we had some players on our team that was really, really good with the Bucks. The way he thinks, he's thinking better than the coaches.
But here's what I'm saying, though, is like, at what point are we now trying to use a deterrent and act like it's a benefit? Tom Brady was 40. 40. So, yes, that is seasoned, but he's also 40. Like, what world does a 40-year-old, can he outduel
a 20? That's the thing. We talk about Tom Brady because of him at 40, he still had, like, almost 5,000.
No, he did.
Okay, so him and LeBron James, guys like that, they're not normal. So that's not use a 40-year-old player because that's not normal. Right, 40-year-old is like Jordan with the
Wizards.
See what I'm saying? He was great, but this wasn't in him. Tom is different. So are you talking about the later years, his last year with the Bucks? I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about the first year with Patrick Mahomes.
Okay, that's AFC Championship game. Let's talk Super Bowl.
Because
the Super Bowl is even more heightened. Now Super Bowl's 2020.
Okay.
Now Pat's on his second MVP, if I'm not mistaken. And Tom Brady's 42 going on 43. I believe Pat's on his first MVP.
I hate that head.
Won the MVP
stuff,
at 40, though. That matters, though, Acho.
That was on his first one.
I hate the head-to-head stuff because this is a team game, bro. Like, Tom Brady lost to Nick Foles, too. Like, he lost to sorry quarterback. I ain't going to say Nick Foles, sorry. He lost to quarterbacks on Patrick Mahomes' level.
Sure.
In the Super Bowl and in playoff games, too. So, like, all that whenever you win or lose and all that, like.
We don't do that, but we do that.
That's all we do.
Hold up. For years when Brady talked about this also. When he was going against Peyton Manning, people forget he was the real guy,
yeah.
right? He was the real name. He was the real one. So when Brady started beating him, he was like, oh, hold up. We have a new guy that's arrived. And then Tom took over, but they had that head-to-head.
So basically what Acho's saying, then, if Patrick Mahomes wins 7, he's never to go.
He would have to win more than Tom.
I'm not with that one.
But to me, like, if I've won the same as you, but you've beat me head-to-head, head-to-head's the tiebreaker. Head-to-head is the universal tiebreaker in sports. That's why I'm curious as to the disagreement.
So I mean, the disagreement is because they aren't, because even though that is the narrative and that's how we look at things, that's not literally how the game is played. No, basketball is a different sport. I can play against you, you the person, in basketball. We're on the same court. I'm scoring on you. You're defending me. I beat you. This is a team game. So while the narrative is that, the narrative is Tom Brady beat Peyton Manning.
Right.
And then, he took over that spot.
But they were still close, though. I feel like you, it's like one dude's almost out the door, season. Another guy is just starting his run, his era. Yeah. His, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's two different situations. If they were closer, so, for example, like a Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen, if they was going back and forth every year, that's something you could really talk about. But when this dude is old and seasoned and got all these accomplishments, and he's a GOAT already, and you got a young dude, right, that started out early, though. His first year, he just jumped off the porch, and he was a great player. Mm-hmm. But you can't compare them two.
So you think 40-year-old Tom Brady has a greater—
MVP.
And has a greater— and has benefit.
Am I tripping? What, 40? I'm a bad boy. 40 years old, MVP, Acho, who doing that?
Patrick Mahomes, first year starting MVP.
Bro, you know
what I mean? It's
not the same.
I don't think that the 40-year-old has the advantage over the 24-year-old.
How about this?
I don't think so.
If it was last year, this year, and now that Patty's got some hair on his face, he got a little gut on him a little bit now. He been drinking a little. Now it's a real matchup. Okay, Tommy, you play and I'm gonna play. Let's see what happens.
Tom was old.
So, but when do your eyeballs kick in, though?
This is when Shady and I have that. I'm with Shady on this
part. What you got to say with eyeballs?
Because my thing is like Tom Brady, and I talked about this with the producer this morning. Tom Brady never individually just wowed me. His moments wowed me. His comebacks wowed me. His championships wowed me. But I will be honest, and y'all can come at me on social if you wanted to, I don't have too many plays in my mind where I'm like, well, rerun that. You see that? Oh, my God. You see that athleticism?
So none of that matters.
Whoa. Hold up. Cut me off. Did you say Tom Brady throws it on wow you?
No, I said comparatively. Tom Brady never just wowed me. He just never did. Tom Brady's moments
wowed
me.
Like some of the Patrick Mahomes plays.
Like Aaron Rodgers. Like there's other dudes I go, wow. But Tom Brady's Tom Brady. He's the greatest.
Who's the greatest basketball player of all time?
Michael Jordan.
Who the second?
LeBron James.
Why not Bill Russell with 14 of them things?
Did you watch him?
Because we watch it. Because we watch it.
11. But yes.
11. We watch it with our eyeballs.
14, correct? 11. I mean, what's... Because
he shot free throws.
Family, we got a huge guest Thursday. Speaking of quarterbacks, Josh Allen will be joining the show. NFL superstar will join us, and you want to miss that. 4:30 FS1. Coming up, who has the most to prove in the Super Bowl? That is next. Don't forget, you can check us out every day. Fox Sports Channel, Sirius XM.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
A lot of people with a lot to prove this Super Bowl. My six players with the most to prove. MVS at 6. Travis Kelce at 5. And then it's a whole bunch of Niners. Fred Warner, you got to redeem yourself. Shanahan, you got to prove you can win a championship. McCaffrey, can you make the running back market come back to life once again? And Brock Purdy, you really can silence all of the criticism in 60 minutes. I got a couple Chiefs, but a whole bunch of Niners with a whole lot to prove. Joy Taylor, who do you think has the most to prove in the Super Bowl?
Kyle Shanahan. Mm-hmm. Kyle Shanahan.
So that easy.
Yeah, I mean, Mahomes has been there. Andy Reid has been there. They've won. They've come back. They're back again. They won without Tyreek Hill. They won with Tyreek Hill. They win any which way they want to. They win AFC Championship games. They win MVPs. They win Super Bowl MVPs. Shanahan not only has Super Bowl losses, loss as a head coach, but he has one of the most notorious Super Bowl meltdowns as a coordinator. Now, obviously, he went on the field, but...
Yeah.
It is what it is. The reason, one of the reasons, the start of the GOAT conversation was Tom Brady in that comeback win in Houston. So, yeah, he's got to get this done. We talk about Shanahan in a very high level because he is a very talented coach with a lot of great results. But when we measure greatness, you have to actually get the biggest result, which he hasn't done yet. On top of that, as we've talked about, we will continue to talk all week, he builds his teams in a very specific way, a very intentional way, and it is not around the quarterback. And in today's NFL, where everyone is looking for the superstar quarterback, he says he doesn't need that. And again, calm down. Brock Purdy has had a really nice season.
But we're not talking about him with Patrick Mahomes.
We're not talking about him with Josh Allen. We're not talking about him with Lamar Jackson. He's not in that Joe Burrow. He's not in that vein yet. So it's a test not only of his system and how he builds his teams, but also his legacy. Who is he really? Is he a coach that can get you there? Is he a coach that builds consistent, really, really high-level teams and has really, really high-level success? Or is he a champion? And there is a very big difference. The difference is hardware. And he also has peers who are in their prime coaching right now who have gotten it done. So I think there's a lot of pressure on Kyle Shanahan.
I agree. I think it's Kyle Shanahan because we talk about Kyle Shanahan has a great, great, great offensive mind. Mm-hmm. Guru at the offensive coordinator position. And we talk about Andy Reid as a great, great offensive mind guru at the offensive coordinator position. You have never beat him, which means you have never outcoached him. And in this game, on the offensive side of the ball, we know what Andy Reid's teams look like off of a week off. Off of a week off, Andy Reid is 30-7. Can you put together a better game plan? I don't care who your quarterback is. Can you put together a better game plan and out-coach Andy Reid on that side of the ball? Because Andy Reid is going to have a great game plan for this 49ers defense. You showed how he was slowing down Bosa yesterday with just strictly the play calling, not even Patrick Mahomes, just the play calling. So can you out-coach Andy Reid? I believe, you have zero championships. Zero championships. Andy Reid is going for three. He got to do something. right now, like on Sunday.
2-5, where you at? Most approved.
Yeah, I'm going with the 49ers in general. Yeah, they've been through a lot, man. Yeah, they have. We used to look at, like, the last couple of years, what they've been going through. That whole quarterback situation going on, right? Got Jimmy G. He wasn't that good, but he did some good things for you, right? Then you trade all these first-round draft picks, three of them, for Trey Lance, and then that didn't work out. And then somehow, the third-string quarterback, Kyle Shanahan has a conversation with the owner. Like, I hate to tell you this, but I know your $20 million quarterback you got in Jimmy G, he's not it. Trey Lance, three first-rounders, he's not it. Our last pick in the draft, Mr. Irrelevant, he's the guy. You sure? Yeah, he's the guy. Now you got to go with him. You go from 2019, going to the Super Bowl. You lose. Who do you lose to? The Chiefs, right? Skip a year, then you go back to the NFC Championship game. Then you go back again. Now you're in the Super Bowl. Mm. And I hate to say this, I don't know if the Niners will ever get back there again like this. This easy because we talked about Brock Purdy. If you pay Brock Purdy, right now you got to get paid. He's that good. Debo about to come back up. Christian McCaffrey, the bell cow for y'all. He got to get paid, right? Let's go to the defense. I mean, Warner, that's your boy. He nice. Again. Hey, coach, I need some bread. Ward. Yo, coach, I'm holding it down over here, bro.
Greenlaw.
The Chiefs didn't pay me. I got to come get paid. Greenlaw. So we're going to have these questions. Trent Williams. Yeah. So as a Niners, they have so much success through the years. Think about that. Niners used to be the Niners. Jerry Rice and all them.
Show my daughter. They used to go to
So work. They got a chance to be that again. If you look at their track record, Super Bowl, conference game. So they got a chance to beat that again. So I just don't know for an organization, what are you going to do if you don't win this game?
I'll narrow down, Shady. I'll narrow down on one Niner, Brock Purdy. He has to prove that he's not Jimmy Garoppolo. He has to prove that he's not Jared Goff. He has to prove that he's not Rex Grossman. A lot of players have gone with really good teams and lost.
Not the Rex.
Had to. A
Rex,
lot of quarterbacks.
Rex is bad.
And as we get further removed from this season, the narrative of Brock Purdy will change in our mind. Man, Brock was carried by everybody. Yeah. That's just how it's going to go. Y'all, they have 7 All-Pros. Like, people who didn't really watch the game nor the tape, they're just going to start to more and more detach Brock Purdy from the success. Mm-hmm. And he'll just become Jimmy Garoppolo in our minds as though we didn't watch the game. Brock, prove you're not Jimmy G. Prove you're not Jared Goff. Prove you're not a guy like Rex. A good quarterback who can help his team get to a Super Bowl but isn't good enough to win it. To me, Brock has the most to prove because as it stands right now, Brock is somewhere between Jimmy Garoppolo and Jared Goff. He's somewhere in here. He's just good enough to get his team to the Super Bowl, but we don't know if he's good enough to win. If you win, you're better than both of them. You play to win the game. So if you win what Jimmy G couldn't do, you're better than him. If you win what Goff couldn't do, you're better than him. At least now we can move Brock Purdy into a class of being safe. He's not safe yet. Next year, he won't get paid. He doesn't get paid until after next year. Mm-hmm. You don't win right now, they can move off of you. They did Jimmy. They did Jared. So prove that you're safe.
Yeah, as far as job security, probably. But when you're talking about legacy and
future,
how you build a team, right, how we talk about you, what this team is going to look like, who gets paid. Shady just laid out everything that they've been one of the top teams in the league
year after year,
and you can't get it done. After a while, also, if you don't get it done, that starts to become the thing. Like, it's kind of already the thing.
Yeah.
So
you
can't win the big one. If you don't do it now, and again, we've talked about this all season long, it doesn't really matter now because the Chiefs are in the Super Bowl, but this is like the weakest the Chiefs are ever going to be. This roster's not going to look the same next year.
They will not.
They're not going to do this, whatever this was again. Andy Reid ain't doing that again. Brett Veach ain't doing that again.
Yeah.
This whole, we have the most drops in the league. Uh-uh. And I'll tell you who ain't doing that either. Patrick Mahomes. Because while he's a competitor and he's going to protect his teammates, I have no doubt once the season's over, he's like, hey, no, we got it done. But like,
right, you know what I mean?
Can I find somebody who can catch the ball? That's going to happen. So they've already been there, done it, won it. I hear you on Brock Purdy, but I don't know if Brock Purdy has enough stake in the league yet for me to put the most pressure on him.
Yeah, and not only that, Acho, you said it yesterday. They can't get no better.
Mm-mm. Yeah, they can't.
Like,
that was a good point.
If you are an elite coach and you got a roster that we up here saying cannot get no better, like you have those type players and you can't win the big game, it's going to be some questions around, are you that great of a coach, Mr. Acho?
In the past, though, it is Pat and Andy Reid. Andy Reid's the best coach of all time. Let's get that straight. You said somebody in light. You said a great coach. He's the greatest coach.
No.
Anyway. No. You got Pat Mahomes, and then we argue, is Pat number two? Is he three? Like, he's not even 30 yet. Yeah. So I get them boys. If they lose, I get them boys a pass, man. You always the best quarterback of all time, so and he's not even 30. Like, that's...
Well, I mean, you staying consistent because you get Patty a pass from losing to Brady. So anybody that loses to Patty, then, you're just going to say pass.
Yeah, because it's like, yo, like, who else is beating them? Think about this for a second. They've been in 6 straight AFC Championship games, right? Mm-hmm. He's only lost twice in the playoffs. Yeah. Now...
Brady, Burrow, Brock.
Mm. Oh!
That just changed his whole bet. That just changed Shady's whole bet.
That was crazy, though.
When we return,
ain't gonna matter.
If Mahomes already top 3 all time, Shady alluded to
it. I just told you.
Shady already teasing the show, family. He been doing too much
TV. Up.
That's next on Speak.
As we celebrate Black History Month, I'd like to highlight one of the greatest lives ever lived, and a man that should be discussed as having had one of the richest lives in American history, the great Paul Robeson. Born before the turn of the 20th century, Paul Robeson was just the 3rd black person ever to attend Rutgers University. And despite dealing with rampant racism while he was there, he was a 2-time All-American football player, considered by Walter Camp to be the greatest defensive end ever at the time. He was also his class valedictorian. In the 50 years that followed, Mr. Robeson went to Columbia Law, became a central figure in the Harlem Renaissance, was one of America's most renowned stage and film actors, advocated for civil rights domestically and abroad, was surveilled and harassed and blackballed by the FBI and his own government, had his rights to travel stripped and then restored by the Supreme Court, became a newspaper publisher and recorded nearly 300 songs. Paul Robeson, one of the most important and oft-forgotten Americans to ever live.
A lot of talk about Mahomes' greatness, but the most important conversation is, where exactly does he rank? He's in his 4th Super Bowl in 5 seasons, already has 2 rings on his resume, and Mahomes said, quote, "I don't think I could have ever foreseen what was going to happen at the start of my career," close quote. James Jones, you played with one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time in Aaron Rodgers. Between you.
Yeah, don't forget Brett.
Oh, I forgot you played with Brett. I completely forgot you played with Brett. Between y'all two, Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady, it's a whole lot of greatness played with on this set. And I played with LeSean McCoy, so there's that. James Jones, is Patrick Mahomes already top three all time?
I believe he is. I believe he is. And, I mean, you touched on it, I think, a week ago. Six straight AFC championships. Only two teams has ever done that.
Yes, sir.
Right? So that's including Tom Brady, right? Including Peyton Manning, right? Including Joe Montana, right? Dude is special. And you got two Super Bowl rings already. You've been to four Super Bowls. You're in AFC championship games back to back to back to back to back to back. And then I turn my eyeballs on and I watch the way you play the game and see you put teams on your back that right now what we're watching is probably the least talented team you've had since you've been in the National Football League and you are still in this football game. And like Shady said, he's going to end up breaking all these great records.
All of them.
You know, he's still a young fella. And when you talk about that with the opportunity to get back plenty more Super Bowls because he has a great head coach, you know, and you guys think he's the greatest head coach.
That's right. That's right.
As a great head coach, Patrick Mahomes is already in my top three. I wouldn't rank him for y'all, but he's in my
top three. Can I hear the three? I don't need them in order. Let me just hear the three.
Patty, Tom, Joe.
Wow.
It's the three. Patty, Tom, Joe. But Patty is in the top three. That's I don't fair. Know where he is, but he is in the top three.
Good for you, James.
Yeah. Who you guys got on the Patty at three?
I know that didn't change your mind. Okay, we'll let him go.
Go ahead, Joy.
Patrick Mahomes is in the top three. It's Brady, Montana, Mahomes. That's the order.
That's in your order.
Yeah, that's the order right now. And it's because Montana was the GOAT. Before Kyle Shanahan and not just Kyle Shanahan, but the Falcons blew that lead, everyone said Montana. It wasn't like every conversation started after Montana. And there's a reason for that. Perfect in Super Bowls, Super Bowl MVP, three-time Super Bowl MVP, two-time NFL MVP. I mean, you have his resume right there. Not I need to explain who Joe Montana is, but, you know, there are some young people that maybe don't know who Joe Montana is. He was the GOAT before Tom Brady beat the Falcons in that comeback in that Super Bowl and then went on to obviously win a few more and take the spot entirely. But I think if we're talking about, you know, numbers and how many more does Patrick Mahomes need to win, there's still a standard here. There's still an order. And when we're talking about legacies and the greatest of all time and where we rank them, we can't just skip over everyone's greatness to accommodate for the new greatness, which is Patrick Mahomes. So I think that this is the order right now. Now, if he wins the Super Bowl and he has a lot more story to write, I think he will end up actually passing Montana. But for me right now, he's already in the top three. I have him above Peyton Manning. I mean, through his first seven seasons, I feel like he's already passed Peyton Manning, so who is obviously another all-time great, and we always diminish people's accomplishments with these rankings, but this is what we're doing, and I have a job to do today. So
sound wild.
Yeah, it does sound wild, but what sounds wild?
Who's your three?
I was with that Montana too, but I don't know. I mean, can I let you go?
Go ahead.
I'm gonna let you go.
Peyton Manning's in my top three.
I knew he was gonna do it. That's why I waited for you. I knew he was gonna do it.
Mahomes out. You can kick Montana out. I don't care which one you kick out. I know this much, though. I know Peyton Manning had five coaches in the NFL, and he took four of them to the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Peyton Manning went to four Super Bowls with four different head coaches, which means Peyton Manning was the system. You can argue, is it Pat or is it Andy Reid? We argued before Tom Brady left, is it Brady or is it Belichick? Ain't no arguing with Manning. Where Manning went, Super Bowls followed him. Period. If Manning goes to Denver, Super Bowl gonna go. Manning go to Indy, Super Bowl gonna go. Caldwell, you wanna coach me? Yeah, we gonna go to Super Bowl. Dungy, you wanna coach me? Yeah, we gonna go to Super Bowl. Kubiak, you wanna coach? Yeah, we can go to Super Bowl. John Fox, you wanna coach? Yeah, we can go to Super Bowl. Manning didn't play for no Hall of Fame coaches except for Dungy. Kubiak, John Fox, Caldwell. Meanwhile, Andy Reid, Shady says, is the greatest coach of all time. People who don't think that Andy Reid is the greatest coach of all time think Bill Belichick is the greatest coach of all time. If you don't think it's Belichick or Andy, not far behind might you say Bill Walsh is the greatest coach of all time. But you're not saying Gary Kubiak is. You're not saying John Fox is. You're not saying Jim Caldwell is. And you're probably not saying Tony Dungy is. So when I think about a top three QB, Peyton Manning, five times was he named the most valuable player in football. Never done before. And more than that, yo, you went to four Super Bowls with four different coaches?
Yeah, that's nice.
That's crazy. As much as y'all have convinced me going to a Super Bowl is hard to do, Shady don't even play with them Super Bowls, and you went to four with four different teams, two different cities, four different coaches. And the last point I'll say is this. Everybody experienced their greatest success with Peyton Manning. Everybody did. Whether it's Eric Decker, whether it's RIP DT, whether it's Julius Thomas, whether it's Edwin James, whether it's Marvin Harrison, whether it's Brandon Stokely, whether it's Reggie Wayne, everybody did. Mm. Tyreek Hill can leave and say, yo, I had a better season with Tua. He didn't win a chip with him, but he can say, I had a better season with Tua.
Yeah.
Everybody experienced their greatest success with Peyton.
That's a really good take, young brother.
What are you just talking about,
really
Shane?
Good take.
I'm trying to think. The best quarterback, since the best quarterback retired, I'm going Patrick Mahomes, bro.
I need three.
You know what I'm saying? I need three of them. And if he's not better than Tom, he the closest one.
Okay.
So you break it down, because I don't want to kill your whole Peyton Manning.
Leave me innocent.
But I got to.
Leave me innocent, Your Honor.
You know Peyton did play 17 years.
He did, long time.
That's a long time, right?
Long time.
Let's check out his numbers real quick. Because he was great. 17 years, he's only had two championships?
Only two.
Wait, you only been there four times. Wait, hold up. Wait, hold up. 17 years, you only been there four times? My boy, is this even the seventh season? Yeah. How many times he's been there? I hate to do it because I like it, boy, but I hate to do it. I got to go Tom Brady.
Okay.
And I'm loving the whole Joe. I love Joe. I'm going Patrick Mahomes and Joe Montana. Because I was with you yesterday, and I do like Joe, because Joe was phenomenal, right? Ricky Waters is from our
hometown. Perfect in Super Bowls.
Ricky Waters is from our hometown, Harrisburg. We're only two running backs to ever come from the same high school to have over 10,000 yards together. So he always talking about how Joe Montana was the man, right? And he would show tapes. I'm like, dang, because he's a little older than me. So now I don't get to know Joe Montana. I'm like, yo, this dude was phenomenal. But the things that Patrick Mahomes is doing right now, I can't look over it. Let's just go to the 7 years, though, because that's something we can go by. We can't go by Tom Brady having 23 years.
But we got to say already, though, Shady.
I can't go by Peyton Manning's 17 years.
You got to go already.
Joe Montana's 15. I can't do this. Let's throw that away. That's gone. Let's stick to the seven seasons, right? So I'm going to go to Mahomes first, and then I'll let y'all figure all the other guys out.
I don't need to.
So my boy got two titles, right, and in seven seasons.
Yeah.
Two titles already, four Super Bowl appearances. He might win this year. Right? He's been in six straight AFC championship games. Six, bro. Yeah,
that's crazy.
The next highest one is four. That's Brady. The other dudes that got 15 years and another dude got 17 years, they're not even in the picture. Mm. All right? Playoff wins, he got 14. Tom Brady has 12. Pro Bowls, he got six. Tom Brady got three. All Pros, he got three. Tom Brady got one. MVP awards, he got two. Peyton Manning, he got two. So when you asking me who the best guy is, I'm going to say it. The best quarterback since the best quarterback retired?
Patrick Mahomes. Really quick.
Yes, sir.
Patty wins. He jumps Peyton?
That's a silly question.
Yeah.
He been jumping, my man. 17
he
years?
In top three. You can't change his list.
Yeah. I can hate on it.
Yeah, you can.
Yo, 17 years, you got two chips?
But, Shady, I think you underestimate. No, those four with four coaches is crazy.
He's a great.
It is crazy, but crazy. It's harder to win a Super Bowl than it is to get to a Super Bowl.
Say it again. Say it again.
No doubt.
It's harder to win a Super Bowl than it is to get to a Super Bowl.
No doubt. But I also think if we are going to praise how great Andy Reid is, then I'm just factoring that in.
Yeah.
Because Peyton played for the greatest coach of all time. No, he didn't. He played for dudes that got fired 2 years later. Like, no, he didn't. Like, it was Peyton. There is no Andy. There is no Sky Moore scheming up the Kadarius Toney. No. It was Peyton.
There's nobody in football at the quarterback position of all time that had the most control like Peyton Manning.
Yes, sir.
No quarterback. None.
No doubt.
Even the greatest Tom Brady, believe it or not, when he was with Bruce Arians and I was there for that, Brady had some control and Bruce and Brian Leftwich had control. Yeah. When he was with the Patriots, you think Bill, the most overrated coach? I'm sorry, different topic. You think Bill didn't have a lot of control over there?
Yeah.
When you watch Peyton Manning, you see the control he had. All audibles. He the quarterback coach. He the office coordinator. And he's a quarterback. Come on.
Are you saying that as a credit or?
I'm saying. So my thing is, you're talking about the head coach. But, like, bro, you ran the whole offense.
So that's why I guess we're looking at the same thing differently. Yeah, that's why I give Peyton so much credit.
But you're also adding, because you're not going off the statistics and you're not going off of the resume, because now Patrick Mahomes and Peyton Manning have the same resume.
No,
in 7 years to 14, 17 years, she's right.
No, remember, individually, Because if we're talking individually, right? Yeah. Peyton Manning got five MVPs, more than anybody in football
ever.
Yeah.
But we're saying up until right now. Right.
Oh, of course. Two, 7 years is easily.
Easily. Peyton got two, and 17 years, he got two rings.
Yeah.
In 6 years, my boy got two rings.
Right, so I'm saying you are adding a layer of nuance to it that isn't actually measurable. Like, we don't actually hold it against Dan Marino that he was coached by Don Shula and Jimmy Johnson.
No, it's...
We don't hold it against Patrick Mahomes that he's coached by Andy Reid. We don't hold it against Tom Brady that he was with Bill Belichick. We don't hold
correct.
That against
I'm adding... Mm. No, but it's adding that level of nuance, like you said, of saying, if you're saying that somebody's already top three, is Pat already better than Peyton? No. Peyton was the best player in football five times.
And I hate arguing against Peyton Manning because obviously Peyton Manning is one Peyton's, of the greatest
if not the greatest.
Players. What? Here you go.
Greatest. He has some talent.
Yeah, like
I mean, but like hold up. Real quick. Let's just slow this whole thing down.
Yeah.
So what's Peyton Manning was a great quarterback.
Amazing.
Phenomenal.
Amazing.
But when we had these conversations nowadays, that's where it stops. We're going to put Peyton with all the other great talented quarterbacks. Aaron Rodgers. And we're going to put them dudes on this side.
What?
When we talk about the best quarterbacks of all time, they not in it. The best dudes right now. Oh, what you doing there?
Shady.
What? We going Tom Brady. We going this young goat that's on his way. And then we going with Joe Montana because they got stats and they got rings.
Yeah. The difference is, y'all.
What's the difference?
We have to remember. Peyton Manning and Tom Brady was in a dog
yeah,
fight.
Yeah, they were until they weren't.
Exactly.
And that's why I'm saying, like, I appreciate giving Peyton Manning his flowers. Okay.
You don't need to.
Because, no. But what Shady's saying is true. As great as Peyton Manning was, one of the greatest to ever do it.
Yes, he is.
Montana was still like, that's cool.
Yep.
But I'm over here with four rings and perfect in the four.
Four, no. Super Bowl. Sure. But four. I think this kind
and
of.
And I was that guy, too.
To me, it
three
goes.
Three Super Bowl MVPs.
It goes to that conversation we had 20 minutes ago, which is you're looking at talent and you're looking at
okay,
rings.
Okay, but then we got to talk about by far.
What's
we
talent?
Talk about,
what's
I'm talking like, about Rodgers.
Now we're looking at his eyeballs
I'm saying both. Peyton Manning did go to four Super Bowls.
In 17 years. Yes.
He went to a Super Bowl every 4 years, which isn't easy to do. I'm not saying it's hard to do, but it's not easy
Bills
to do.
Bills did that.
But went to a Super Bowl every 4 years.
See, he won twice.
But here's the thing. I could also, if I just wanted to make the best argument that Peyton Manning was the best, right?
Uh-huh.
I would say, like Joy said last block, or like James said last block, it's a team sport. So then I would say, individually, five MVPs. And I'll just run off. I'll say he has more. He was the best player in football more than all of your players.
Well, but you know that's not how it's going to be.
Be sitting up here arguing for my dog Aaron Rodgers because he got four of them.
Shady.
So you can't just go off of MVP.
I'm serious. I believe Peyton is that good.
He was a great talent.
Peyton was good. But what makes the quarter? I got to go. They say we got to go. We got to come back.
We coming back to this? All right, well, on the other side of the break, let's come back to this real quick. Let's come back to this.
Let's bust a Yui.
We're going to revisit this, and then we'll continue on. That's next, family.
Are you serious?
That was the best. Hate it like that.
It was a great one.
Of course you did.
Family, now we left off asking, is Patrick Mahomes already top three all time? Shady had to get up out of seat for this one. Now, Shady is projecting that Pat, though he has two rings, will go on to win three, four, five, six, seven. But I said, Shady, we thought that Peyton Manning would likely win more than two chips as well. We thought Peyton Manning would likely have gone to more than four chips.
Yeah, you thought wrong. You know why? It was a big white boy in Boston said, no, you're not having that. You're not doing that. I don't see nobody like that for Patrick Mahomes. Maybe Caleb Williams? Maybe Joe Burrow? They got to do it.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I'm trying to tell y'all, man. I had to stand up for this because you had me so upset.
My bad.
Because Peyton Manning is one of my favorite quarterbacks of all time.
Peyton Manning, a legend.
One of the most talented. But as a quarterback, I care about wins, championships, and I care about stats.
Yeah.
This young brother's in his seventh year. Yeah. Peyton Manning has 17 years, and he accomplished five MVPs, two championships, and four
trips to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. And in the 7 year of Patrick Mahomes, he has four trips to the Super Bowl, same as Peyton Manning with 17 years, right? And he's 10 years under him. Two Super Bowls, which Peyton Manning finished with, and it might be three.
Yeah.
What, in a couple days? Yeah. How are we even the same?
Let me ask y'all this. Knowing you personally, knowing how different a scheme can change a player, knowing how different a roster can change a player, you were an All-Pro with the Philadelphia Eagles. You went to the Buffalo Bills. Obviously, you got hurt. You had a down year. Then you became an All-Pro again. So you know changing cities matters. You know changing schemes matters.
Okay.
You know changing coaches matters. You know changing lines matters.
Mm-hmm.
Peyton Manning, with four different coaches went back to the biggest game. To me, I'm weighing that as incredibly significant.
17 years?
How can you skip over four being perfect in the Super Bowl and having four Super Bowl rings and three Super Bowl MVPs? How can you skip over that?
I didn't say that he's better than Joe. I said he's just in my top three.
Yeah.
Give me Peyton. Give me Peyton.
That's what we're doing
here. So I'm saying you can take Brady, and if you want to take Montana, then give me Peyton at three. I won't even argue that. I'm just saying Peyton has to be in the top three. So you can take Pat or Joe, but you can't take them both.
So it's one thing I do know about star quarterbacks, because our, you know, Hall of Fame quarterbacks, is I played with two of them. They system ain't going nowhere.
Thank you.
Like, a lot of the stuff that Peyton Manning likes to do, new head coach coming in or not, hey, bruh. This is what we like to do. You can add on a little bit and do that and put your little sprinkles on it, but this is what we like to do. And I've been in situations like that where they're like, look, man, same thing when LaFleur came. Yeah, bring your stuff in, but I'm keeping this.
Yes.
This is what I like to do. So even though he had different coaches, he's still running his same system.
And he know that.
Really quick, though.
Of course.
Really quick.
That's why I'm giving him so much credit, though. Because now what I'm saying is, independent of anything, Peyton Manning was great.
Yeah.
Patrick is not independent of Andy. Joe, for the most part, was not independent of Walsh. Brady, for 6 out of 7, was not independent of Belichick. But independent of everything, Peyton was great.
For me,
Peyton by himself in this cubicle is great. I don't need nothing else. Take me, take James, take Shady, take Joy, take Acho, put them on the field, and I'm going to be great because it's my system that's the greatness.
Yeah, but for me, though, man, Patrick Mahomes is in my top three because Patrick Mahomes, every single Super Bowl run and AFC championship, it is because of him. Mm. Like, every time, it is because of him, the way that he plays football. I played against that last team, the Denver Broncos team, the Peyton Manning's Denver Broncos team, that won a Super Bowl. And this man had 9 TDs and 17 interceptions. In the Super Bowl, he was 13 for 23, 141, no touchdown, an interception, and a fumble loss. And the MVP was Von Miller.
No way.
Patty ain't winning no Super Bowls like that. Patty is winning these Super Bowls by the way he plays. And I don't want to knock Peyton because Peyton was special. I played against Peyton as well. Peyton was special. But he's not greater than Patty. As we look at it right now, and I know you're talking
explain
five
the five MVPs. Explain them.
But yo, he's
not greater.
Then
I'm going to bring my dog in there because he got four.
But I won't be mad if you do. He will.
We won't be mad because if we had a conversation. Even if we had a conversation, is there in the top five? You wouldn't count them four.
We're not talking about greats.
No.
We're talking about the greatest. We're talking about, cool, we have you in the club, but we are over here in this, see this velvet rope here? Cool, but you didn't pay for this. Mm-hmm. We paid for this section. We in the same club, we breathing the same air, you know what I mean? We could all probably talk to the same people.
Bottles is a little different over here.
Oh, yeah, you know what I mean? We got a little ice over here.
Well, speaking of the greatest, when we return, we're going into the film room. I want to show you all from an NFL perspective what must be done to stop Travis Kelce if the Niners are going to have a chance. So relax back into your seats, turn your volumes up, and make sure you catch the other side of this commercial break. We're going to detail what has to happen next on Speak.
Yo, dog.
7 years? We got Slim here, but unfortunately, Slim, in a cage. The Eagles, well, they lost. It's not a great day for Shady. Shady, you know, I wanted you to see Slim one final time before the season it ended. I didn't want you to have to see Slim like this.
How about one of my good friends? His name is Slim. You have a Slim?
You got Shady.
Boy, you know he dance a little bit. You know good. Slim dance a little bit. Where my Eagles at?
You already know what that means.
Holla if you hear me.
Let's get to first
and 10. See my boy. Ice, let me see me ice.
Ice is what make you alive.
Oh, you know,
we got
special.
Slim,
we gonna miss you, Slim.
Bye, Slim.
Make it in, Slim.
Slim, he like, I'm ready to get out of here, man.
Why are we eulogizing Slim?
We miss you, Slim.
Slim is still with us, you know.
Is he not with us?
He's not with us.
Oh, wait, Slim, he's a breather?
Yeah.
Oh, Obama has a bad year. I know.
The soft blow made it seem like we were saying goodbye.
All right, Shady, the Eagles playing in Brazil for the first time in NFL history. A game will open in Brazil Friday. First game ever played on a Friday in South America during week one. Bring us on camera. Shady, you're the Eagles all-time rushing leader. I know you will be there. You've already made your plans. You've booked your tickets. What you feel about it?
Serious question. Can you talk to the producer for me? Can I miss that day? I thought it was a Saturday. All right, listen. If you think I'm lying, I show you my phone. I text the GM, Howie, and I text the owner, Jeff Lurie. I said, listen, I don't care what's going on. I'm coming. I'm on the team.
What's the date? Let me confirm the show.
Yo, I'm out of here.
I mean,
take
the
crew
with you. It's the beginning of September.
Just take the day off of the show. Take the crew with you.
You want me scared?
I'm trying to go to Brazil.
Is that in the budget?
Yeah, let's go.
Is Brazil in there?
Yeah, Brazil's in the budget for me.
Brazil in the budget?
Yo, dog.
How about we do the show from Brazil?
There it is.
I say right now, whatever the bill is, throw it to me. I got it.
Man,
you got to go to Brazil.
My dog.
There we go.
I mean it.
Y'all spending money. I'm trying to make money here.
You got to spend money.
You're going to be making a lot of money.
You got to spend money to make money.
Wait, you said it's Friday. What day?
Join yourself.
It don't matter the day. We in Brazil.
We're
in the show.
I'm trying to be in Brazil.
Put it in his calendar and all that.
Yo, man, I'm trying to be in Brazil. Watch God. Oh, I forgot we were still live. I'm tripping. I got too comfortable. I'm there.
Family, on the other side of this break, I will get back to what I had mentioned earlier. How in the world do you stop Travis Kelce in the Super Bowl? Bringing y'all into the film room, giving y'all an exclusive perspective of how NFL athletes and how the Niners are looking at the tape and how the Chiefs have to defeat the Niners game plan. That's next on
Brazil. I got some soda in the back.
What's up, family? Bringing y'all into the film room. The most important thing the San Francisco 49ers can do to stop Travis Kelce is throw this coverage out of the playbook. Look at what I'm about to show you. Last year in the Super Bowl, the Philadelphia Eagles, they ran a coverage called one hole. Very simply put, you got a middle field safety and you have a hole player. The hole player is the linebacker who is supposed to help on any other player, but don't help on any other player. Help on one specific player. I need that linebacker to instantaneously double Travis Kelce. Instead of calling one hole, call one double. Here's what I want y'all to see as this play runs. There's not going to be a double team on Travis Kelce. Instead, Travis Kelce, he's going to end up singled. So this safety at the top of the screen, he's covering grass. This linebacker in the middle of the screen, he's covering grass. And while they're covering grass, Travis Kelce, he's doing a stanky leg in the end zone. Now, if you thought it's just a one-time thing, it's not. Now, real quick, before I move to the next clip, look at where the ball is. It's at the high red zone, roughly the 18-yard line. The most recent game that the Chiefs played, ball, high red zone, 18 to 22 yard line. What are the Ravens going to be in? They're going to be in one hole. I just taught you all what one hole is. You're going to be in man-to-man across the board with the middle field safety and with the hole linebacker. But instead of playing one hole, throw that out the playbook and play one double. Take this linebacker to double Kelce, or take this safety to double Kelce, because if you do not double him, if you insist on covering grass, then Kelce will find himself, even against an all-pro, scoring a touchdown. And as I rewind it so y'all can see the intricate details, look at Kelce scoring. What's this middle field safety doing, family? He covering grass. More importantly than that, what are these linebackers doing, family? They covering grass. Don't cover grass. Please cover the guy that's going to beat you in the game. Call one double. One double simply says, rather than having hole players, we are going to take our hole players and immediately double Travis Kelce. At the 18 to 22 yard line, the high red zone, the Kansas City Chiefs, they find ways to hide Travis Kelce. They either hide him right and tight like a formation right there, or they find a way to motion him in and hide him. They will try to hide him tight and a formation, identify if you're in man coverage, and if you're in man coverage, I promise you he's going to win. Get rid of one hole and call one double. That's your best shot to try to stop that superstar. The rest of the week, remember, taking you all through different aspects of the game. Tomorrow, film room, it's all about effort. Thursday's film room, expect the unexpected. What trick plays might the Niners or the Chiefs run? And lastly, how in the world can you stop the quarterback magic? Taking you all into the film room every day as we lead into the biggest game of the year. Coming up, Mahomes, Curry, both had amazing careers. But whose career would we rather have? That's next on Speak. Family, Stanley in our two-minute drill, Mahomes said yesterday that if he played basketball, well, he'd be like Steph Curry. Shady, whose career would you rather have, Pat's or Steph? You've already said that Pat's your second.
Yo, you know I love Steph Curry. That's my favorite. When I asked me this question, I said Steph Curry. But when I thought about it from all the conversations we had with Peyton Manning and all them dudes, Steph Curry's in his 15th season, bro. He has 10 All-Stars.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick Mahomes in his 7th season, bro. He got already 2 MVPs. He already got 2 championships. I'm going with Patrick Mahomes. Imagine what he's going to look like in 15 years. I don't know, what, 7 championships? 7? You see what I'm saying? So I love Steph because he changed the game. But when you look at the resume, I got to take Patrick Mahomes.
Yes.
It's tough because Steph did transform the entire game.
Steph, my dog. He's my favorite player.
He really did.
No doubt.
But I think I got to go Patrick Mahomes. Because we're not putting, as incredible as Steph is, we're not putting him as the second best player to ever play the game, or third best. And if he wins a Super Bowl, we'll probably all put him at second best in Patrick Mahomes. So that's tough.
Yeah, Steph, my dog. Bay Area, stand up. You know, I yell at my kids every day, shoot another 3. Watch me come on that court. You coming off me. I don't care nothing about your coach. You sitting down. But I play football, dog. We play football, man. Patty Mahomes, man. I'm taking the football. I don't care. You can argue with me, argue with whoever you want to argue with. It is harder to win Super Bowls than it is to win NBA championships. I don't care who you argue with.
What about the fact, though, that Steph is unequivocally the greatest shooter? Like, Pat will forever be in the debate. Is he the greatest whatever? Pat's maybe debate. Steph is unequivocally the greatest at something.
Listen, there's no wrong answer. Mm-mm.
I had stuff at first, and so I thought about everything. Like Pat's doing this in year 7, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like
this boy holding the water bottle.
Yo, Steph Curry, I think in year 6, he had a new contract for like 40-something dollars. That ain't gonna fool, what, $400 million? What are we talking about?
We appreciate you hanging, Race Hub.
Where the cash at?